SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, dokter sekarang akan memiliki kekuasaan lebih besar untuk memutuskan apakah pencari suaka di Pulau Manus dan Nauru harus dibawa ke Australia untuk perawatan medis setelah pengesahan rencana undang-undang evakuasi medis melalui Senat. Pemerintah federal mengatakan rencana undang-undang itu telah melemahkan undang-undang perlindungan perbatasan Australia dan dapat menyebabkan lebih banyak lagi orang mencoba datang ke Australia dengan perahu. Namun, Partai Buruh, Partai Hijau, dan Partai Independen membantahnya. Berikut ini Greg Dyett melaporkan tentang hal tersebut. Sebuah amandemen utama pada rencana undang-undang itu telah dapat meyakinkan Senator Independen Darren Hinch untuk mendukung rencana undang-undang evakuasi medis setelah ia menerima pengarahan dari Badan Keamanan Australia.
What really swayed me was the amendment, which I was surprised that the Greens agreed to, and that was the one that it'll apply only to people who are currently on Nauru or on Manus. That is a sort of a reverse grandfather. It just stops there. So it's not an encouragement, I believe, to boat people or to the people smugglers who are despicable and should be despised, because it'll only apply to people who are there. And people who are transferred off Manus and brought back to Australia, according to the Home Affairs Department, they assure me today, they will remain in detention in some manner or form. So they will not be coming here and wandering around the streets of Australia. They will be coming here for medical attention.
Pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten menjelaskan bahwa pengesahan rencana undang-undang itu bukan berarti melemahnya undang-undang perlindungan perbatasan.
New people who might come by boat, they could be conned by the people smugglers and say that if you come to Nauru, this medical evacuation legislation applies to you. Well, it doesn't. So if you think that by buying a ticket on an unsafe boat, paying a people smuggler, a criminal syndicate, somehow you can get a better deal to get to Australia, you're wrong. You will go in a regional processing.
Namun Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mengatakan undang-undang baru itu bodoh dan menerapkannya hanya untuk orang-orang yang sudah ada di Pulau Manus dan Nauru tidak akan menghentikan penyeludup manusia mengirimkan pesan berbeda kepada calon klien mereka.
It is a nuance which the people smugglers will ignore. And what is true today, Catherine? What is true today is as a result of what happened in the Parliament yesterday and what is happening in the Senate now is our border protection laws are weaker than they were 2 days ago. That's a fact.
Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison telah mengumumkan bahwa sejumlah perlindungan perbatasan sedang diperkuat sebagai hasil dari rencana undang-undang itu dan bahwa fasilitas penahanan Pulau Christmas akan dibuka kembali sebagai cadangan. Pemimpin Partai Hijau Richard Natale mengatakan reaksi Scott Morrison menunjukkan bahwa satu-satunya agenda adalah mengobarkan rasa takut.
We've got so much work left to do. We've got to close those camps. Today, Scott Morrison's announced that he wants to sow the seeds of fear and division in the community. By reopening Christmas Island, Scott Morrison has said that he wants to run an election campaign based on fear and division. That's what he's done. He's done that because he's got nothing else. This is a Prime Minister with no agenda.
Rencana undang-undang itu disusun oleh Karen Phelps dari Independent yang mengatakan undang-undang baru itu tidak mengancam keamanan perbatasan dan bersama bekerja dengan kebijakan yang ada yang diperlukan untuk tetap diterapkan untuk bertindak sebagai pencegah.
I think it's very important that Operation Sovereign Borders continues because like most Australians I do not want to see the people smuggling trade continued or increased. We know that the boats have never stopped. It's just that Operation Sovereign Borders and the policy of boat turnbacks and boat towbacks have been a deterrent for people not to start out on that journey. So I would certainly support that continuing.
Yeah. Nah, pendengar, demikianlah tadi rangkuman mengenai disahkannya rencana undang-undang pemerintah yang baru yang memungkinkan para pencari suaka yang menderita sakit di Nauru atau Pulau Manus dapat dievakuasikan ke Australia.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.